The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite hours, because he's one of my favorites, because he's a real Pittsburgher through and through, roots in Greenfield, but he loves what he does. His workers equally as well do really enjoy the neighborhoods that they're working in, the places that he spends money to feed them each and every day. He's all about promoting this great city and our region. From Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock is on the line, and it is go time, is it not, Carlos?
Yeah, we're up and running full steam right now. We go from 0 to 60 pretty quick. It was a cold winter, so, you know, the calls stopped coming in there for a while. But now spring is here. We just were down the home show at the convention center for 10 days, and the calls are pouring in. And a lot of the people that are calling, kind of, that's the topic for today. People are calling and, hey, I'm getting this shed put in, or I'm getting a garage put in, or I'm getting a new roof. So a lot of times when those projects are happening at the home for that, the tree work comes into play too. They might have to remove a tree to put that shed or that pool in. So right now, a lot of the calls we're getting are for requests like that, spring projects.
You know, the other thing, and funny you should mention that, because, yeah, people are thinking about, you know, adding on and building or improving, whether it be that shed or some sort of building in the backyard, a deck or a garage, carport, you name it. But you guys really, even if it might be a really healthy tree, and you may be able to give them an idea on how they can keep that tree as opposed to cutting it down just for the sheer fact of removing it to build. So you've seen just about everything, size, shape, make, and model. So it's good to get an expert like Greater Pitt Tree Service in there before you actually start building, right?
Yeah, and that's a lot of what we do. We come out, we give a little consultation, and people say, well, I'm putting the garage here or the shed here, is it going to damage this tree? And that's when we bring in Troy, who's our ISA certified arborist, and he can tell you, you know, the roots extend out to the drip line of the trees. So a lot of times we, you know, let them know, well, you're going to be cutting into the roots here for this new driveway or shed, and you know, we can't guarantee how the tree will respond, and that's the problem, because you're going to put a pool in or a shed, and now a year later the tree's going to die and be a hazard to that new construction or new addition to your home. So it becomes kind of, you know, we come out and kind of play devil's advocate and let the homeowner decide. We try to steer them in the right direction, because it could be more expensive to remove a dead tree over a brand new pool than when it's just an open yard right now. So we come out, we go over all of that. We're so in tune with everything. I've been doing this so long. I'll answer all those questions that the homeowner has or that he might not be aware of. And we're out there for our customers. We're about the relationship first. That's how I've built this company. And we love being a part of the projects at these people's houses.
Yeah, here's what separates you from the big box company, and that is you don't need a GPS. You know the streets, the back alleys. You know every nook and cranny and the corners of this place that is the city of neighborhoods. You grew up here, so you've walked these streets. You know these homes. Many of them you've been to multiple times. So this is really your turf, is it not?
I rarely use a GPS inside the city of Pittsburgh. I mean, I've been everywhere. I grew up running the streets as a kid, so that kind of helped. And then just doing this for so long and all the neighborhoods we work in. And, you know, I grew up in Greenfield, so I'm, you know, familiar with those Greenfield, Squirrel Hill, Hazelwood. And now I live over in Overbrook, so I know Carrick, Overbrook, Mount Oliver, Knoxville, Brookline, all those city neighborhoods over in that area.
Listen, it's about the family tree. You know, I just recently, you know, celebrated an anniversary of my mom's death. Been gone 20 years and my dad 25 before that. So I, from time time to time make the pilgrimage to the cemetery to say a prayer, and how much I miss them and how much they're such an important part of me. But I just want people to understand this is the kind of class act you are. Your dad is going through a little bit of a health setback, and you're right now trying to mend him and get him up and running again. So your dad, as my dad meant to me, and hopefully my kids feel the same about me, means a lot to you. Just tell me a little bit about the mentoring of your dad and how really, Carlos, that has a lot to do with your work ethic, does it not?
Yeah, and I'm so lucky that I have a good crew that affords me the time to come down here and spend with him. He had a little bit of a bad fall down here, and he's rehabbing in a facility down here, and I'm just trying to speed along that process to get him back home. But I can't do it without, you know, the crew and the family back home.
Yeah, you're a good guy. I have a lot of respect for you. You got great work ethic, and you always put your family first, so I admire you for that. But that's the reason why you want to deal with a guy like this. I've seen him do things, literally leave the studio to go help someone in their 80s who just needs something done but doesn't know where to turn. It's all about, you know, that favor, reaching out, going the extra mile. That's what they do, and they love what they do. You know, Troy was with us the last time out. You could hear the passion in his voice, and he's like in his mid-20s. Matter of fact, my son Robbie turned 26 yesterday. Reminds me a lot. Physical stature, tall, full of life, just really loves what they do. And when I look at my son, I think of Troy. And when I hear Troy, I think of my son. This company is in good hands. It's all about the future. It's about that youth with Troy and all of these incredible workers and how they love this city and they love helping their neighbors. So before we get into some of the topics, I want everybody to know you got this gift for the next hour. You get free tree advice. Anything that you need answered from Troy, give us a call. 866-391-1020. All of our lines are available. 866-391-1020. We're talking about those spring projects. We'll break them all down in just a couple of moments to give you an idea on what we're talking about. Or maybe you have a thought that you want to get something done this spring. Call us. 866-391-1020. And you can always reach them. 412-884-TREE. 412-884-TREE. Tell me about some of the challenges when you're dealing with trees in the city. Obviously, row houses, houses that are close together, neighborhoods that are close together, what's happening on the street line as opposed to what's happening on the property. Why you have to be like a surgeon with a scalpel when you do what you do because of neighbors living so close to each other with shrubbery and fences and things of that nature. Why are you so successful dealing with home and residents in the city of Pittsburgh and these many neighborhoods? Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, that's a great point. I mean, Pittsburgh's such a confined area, especially around the city, and we're used to the challenges of these large trees and these little postage stamp yards. And then, you know, you have your neighbor and the branches grow over their property or the roots are extending into their yard. And whatever you have at your home, we've done it before. So that's where we come in handy. We could come out there and say, hey, this oak tree that was planted in the 1920s, you know, it's outgrown its coverage area. It's more of a problem than a benefit to everybody right now. It doesn't offer the shade or the privacy it once did over the first 30 to 50 years of the lifespan of these large trees in the city. So there's so many factors that come into play, and a lot of houses are turning over. So people are moving into these homes, and they're not really familiar with all these instances with the trees in the yards and how to navigate through it. So that's where we come in handy. We could come in the property and identify the tree and let them know what to expect with this type of tree. And maybe it's time to get it out of there and start over with something new. Or if you want to keep it, then that's where we come in with the plant health care, where we could feed and treat the tree. You know, so you don't have to pay that big ticket to get it removed, because it can be expensive. It's a specialized industry, and what we do with the equipment we come in with, sometimes we're on job sites with up to $1 million in equipment and 8 to 10 workers. So there's a cost associated with that. So, you know, the main thing starts with giving us a call and letting us come out and helping you through it.
I love what they do. Calls are lining up. We'll get to them on the other side. If you have a tree-related question, this is the chance to get it answered in real time for a Sunday morning, absolutely free. You pick up the phone, 866-391-1020. And as we've been reporting as far as AccuWeather, could get a little tricky later this week with some high winds. If you've got one of those trees that's on the fence or literally on the fence, you're going to want to reach out to them very quickly and get some things taken care of. As now, of course, April showers around the bend, lots of wet, damp conditions. And if those roots aren't strong and that tree is leaning, now's the time. 412-884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, one of our favorites. Greater Pitt Tree Service with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Call us. Get those questions answered right now. 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with Carlos McClintock. Folks waiting in the wings wanting to talk to him, but don't forget you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Our number to get those tree questions answered right now, 866-391-1020. Here's Gio in Beaver. Gio, you're on KDK with Carlos McClintock. Go ahead, please.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I have a question about roots of a couple different trees, all right? Was built in the 1980s, and I have a leach bed. And there's a maple tree near it. Are those roots deep? Do they run deep, or do I have, you know, I don't have to be too concerned about them?
Yeah, that's kind of case by case, but a lot of maple trees, the roots don't go real deep. You get a lot of surface roots that you could see stretching out from the trunk of the tree in, you know, any direction. And the maple trees, they're a fast-growing tree because they seek out water. So those roots are detecting water in the ground that might be towards your sewage or your water line. Then you have problems with that, maybe getting too close to those lines. The maple trees, you know, there's different species, but most of them are pretty shallow rooted.
Okay, now how about is that the same with the crab apple?
Crab apple doesn't have an extensive root system like a heart, like a big maple tree, but any root system can extend out to the drip line of the tree. So wherever you see that furthest branch extending out in the canopy and you draw maybe an invisible line down to the ground, that's as far as the roots can stretch out to, underground or above ground.
Okay, because I was going to ask the same question about an oak tree. It's in my front yard. And my gas line and my water line is probably close. It is close to it. I just was wondering if I had any concerns about that.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's when, you know, we could come out, give us a call. We could come out and take a look at it. Because when those trees were planted, that wasn't maybe a concern. And now,
right,
50, 60, 70 years later, you know, now it's starting to be a concern. And we could come out and kind of give you the information. You know, again, we kind of play devil's advocate and let you make the final decision. But the main thing is to get us out there and we can look at it and get you a good recommendation.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Gio.
All right, 866-391-1020, because it really is, they have to live with it. You can give them some alternatives and ideas, but you really want the ball to be in their court, right, Carlos?
Yeah, we want them to kind of make the decision. You know, a lot of it can depend on the budget of these people. You know, it can be expensive to get tree work done, and we help with that also. We're a preferred vendor through Dollar Bank, who ends up, you know, financing a lot of these big removals or big projects on your property, and they're awesome. They give a what's called a 0% interest timeline card, and they give up to $30,000 for their preferred vendors for their customers. So, you know, if you have tree work or something else on the property, you want to bundle that in and deal with Dollar Bank, you could get them, you know, same as cash for 12 months. So it's a great tool that we use to help people get these big projects done on their property.
All right, we're going to get some spring project ideas, but the phones are busy, so customers always come first. So 866-391-1020, free tree advice right now to call in, 866-391-1020. Here's Carrie, Mon Valley, wants to talk, of course, about trees. Hey, Carrie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Good, hi, Carlos. I just love when you're on. You have so much information, and I try to direct my friends to you. I don't know if they even said that, but I have a question, because, like, I have a fence that I have up, and I have put it back from the property line, and I want to make sure that if I plant a tree, it's not going to be getting cut down. My neighbor cut one of my trees down already. It's just laying there. I'm a senior, and I can't walk, and I can't do what I used to do anymore, so I can't cut this tree up. So I'm going to look to somebody for that as well.
Hey, Carrie, do me a favor. Turn your radio down. We're getting that feedback on the air, and then I'll let Carlos jump in here and help you with that question. Anybody else that has a tree-related question, now would be a great time to call us, 866-391-1020. All right, go ahead. Carrie, you want to add anything to that before he jumps in here? Go ahead.
Yeah, how far away from the property line should a tree be? And what do you do if your neighbor fells a tree in your yard and leaves it there for like 6 months or a year? And you're trying to get
a
loan on it.
Yeah, I'd have to come out and look at it, but that wasn't a good idea on his part to come on your property.
Yeah, he does this all the time. It's just crazy. He's just crazy. I'm telling you. It's hard. Yeah. I don't understand why they just don't get along. I just don't understand it. But how far from the property line do you plant a tree?
We recommend like 6 to 10 feet, and that'll depend on the species of tree that you're planting. And we have an idea of what this tree's going to look like full grown, because that's the problem. They come in a nice little bucket, or, you know, and you plant it and you're like, oh, this is a great spot for it. And then, you know, 7-10 years later, you're dealing with the roots going through the fence or onto the neighbor's property. So why don't you give us a call? Call in 412-884-TREE-8733 and leave a message, and maybe I could get out there and help cut up that tree for you and help you with that, and then we can give you a recommendation on how far to plant a tree from the fence if that's what you're looking to do.
Can you give me that number again, please, sir?
Yeah, 412-884-8733.
884-8733.
Mm-hmm. And we appreciate you listening, and we love coming out to the homes of the KDK listeners. They're really passionate, and, you know, they're welcoming to us, and we like to come out and meet with them and get the project done for you guys. We really appreciate the support.
All right, listen, anybody else, now's the time. He's here till 10 o'clock. The hour will go by quickly, so give us a call, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8773. So, Carlos, spring projects, getting those trees treated, removed, trimmed, some of the things that you should be looking for when maybe that tree has pretty much grown for the last time as far as into a spring blooming season. So let's talk about looking for trees that pretty much are dead on arrival. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is a good time to kind of self-diagnose a lot of your trees on your property, because you're looking around on your property or the neighbors around your home, and you're seeing all the trees starting to bloom and flower and the leaves, and now you're looking at your tree and nothing's happening, and it kind of looks the same way it did throughout the winter. And now, you know, that's a visual assessment. And you could call us, and we could come in and kind of confirm what's going on or explain what's going on with the tree, see what applications we have to get it to a healthier state. Or maybe it's just at the shelf life of a yard tree. These trees don't live forever on your property. There is a shelf life of what we consider a yard tree, and you might be towards that shelf life. So we don't want to, you know, sell you on an application if the writing's already on the wall and it's time to remove the tree. So we always steer our customers in the right direction. We treat your property like it's our own property. And what would I do if this tree was on my property? Which direction would I go? And that's the information we come out and give our customers.
You know, and I get home is where the heart is, and sometimes you look at these trees and they have certain memories that are attached to them, maybe like the birth of your first child or whatever, or moving into that home. It was one of your favorites to look out every Sunday morning from that kitchen window by the sink enjoying a cup of coffee. But what people don't realize, a dead tree, dying tree, and one that can actually lean into a power line or your house can actually cost you more than, hey, at least you won't lose the memories even if it isn't there, but it can cost you in a big way, can it not?
Yes, that's a big concern with the trees in any declining condition, or if they are dead and have the ability to cause damage to your home, which is coverage A on your homeowner's insurance policy, or anything detached from your home, like a detached garage, shed, fence, pool, that's going to be coverage B on your property. And the insurance companies, they really only cover claims if the tree's healthy and comes down in an act of God with a storm, lightning, ice, or snow. They'll cover that claim on coverage A or B. But if the tree's dead or declining, they will claim neglect on the homeowner that you didn't address it, and you're pretty much on your own to fix the damages that it might cause to your home or potentially your neighbor's home. So there's a lot going on with the what condition your tree is on in your property. And again, if you want to know where you stand with that, because sometimes now the tree might be flowering or budding and it has leaves, but it has a huge cavity making it structurally benign, where that's what the adjuster's looking for, because their goal is to not cover the claim. That's their business model. And so now we can tell you, yeah, your tree's in full bloom, but guess what? It has an old lightning strike down the center of it, or has a huge cavity up in the canopy of the tree, making, you know, it dangerous hanging over your home. So it's just good to call us and get us out there. We're on your side. We're not nationwide. Are they on your side? I don't know, but we're definitely on your side.
All right. He has been from one side of this great city to the next, and they do travel outside the city too. So if you need help, they are the way to go. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8773. Going to give you a chance to get more questions answered for this Sunday morning. And now that spring has sprung, the weather going to be warm this week, you're going to have a chance to get out there and walk around your yard a little bit. You may need an umbrella, but you're at least going to get a visual to see why you need them. And also, there are ways that if you get them out there, these trees that might eventually die that you love so much, he may be able to do what they do with Troy and do every day. Bring those trees back to life and give you ideas on how they can treat them with their plant health care. And also, you can sign up for that to have them drop out for every season for every reason to make sure that everybody's happy and healthy when it comes to your plant health care. And again, the best way to do that, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8773. Marie in Monroeville is next, and we want to hear from you. Tree-related questions right now. 866-391-1020. Next hour, Accurate Solutions, and I'm getting geared up for a big Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show, including my buddy Andy Toole, longtime head basketball coach at Robert Morris. We're talking all about that college championship basketball season today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, back with one of our favorites, Carlos McClintock. He, of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service. You have a tree-related question you need answered. Now is a great time to call, 866-391-1020. As promised, here's Marie in Monroeville. Hey, Marie, good morning.
Well, good morning, but this is kind of a curiosity question because, you know, when people have plumbing problems, plumber comes and says, you know, the roots from the trees and the shrubbery got in your line. Okay. Well, then I watch, you know, the news, and I see when we have high winds and tornadoes and whatever, trees that are taken down. And this has happened over and over where there's the big tree laying on the ground, but there's hardly any root to the tree. There's some smaller, thinner roots, but the big tap root is like not that very long at all. So, you know, how do these little roots get into the sewer lines, and how does the wind take down a tree that big if it had a big, deep, strong tap root?
Yeah, those are good points. The roots just keep growing and pushing. A lot of the older terracotta lines that actually happened at my house in Overbrook. And then I've also seen them just keep pushing on the PVC piping where it kind of just folds it a little bit at a time. And then that actually happened at my property up in Ohio. Same thing. So I've had roots on bust out the terracotta lines and the PVC piping lines. They're pretty resilient and they're pretty strong, and they just keep coming. And then sometimes when you see a tree that's blown over, the root system could have been what we had what we consider root rot. So when it falls, it just snaps off. But there still should be some roots in the ground that it just detached from. And then the high winds, you know, when these trees are 70, 80, 90 feet in the air, the winds are, you know, 3 to 7 miles an hour higher every 10 feet up on the tree. So the wind you're feeling on the ground isn't really what's catching that canopy that's 70 or 80 feet in the air. So sometimes we can do what's called a crown reduction and maybe bring that, you know, tall tree down below the wind line so the wind can pass over it, or thin it out so the wind can pass through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess that pretty much answers my question. I often thought of that. I said, my God, the tree's so big, it's laying on the ground, and there's hardly any the center root that big, I would assume, grows down to China, you know, that it would hold it from blowing over. But
a lot of times with the high winds and the loose ground we have in some areas, you know, it's just a bad mathematical equation and something has to give. And a lot of times it's the tree that ends up on the ground, which sounds like what happened over at your property or what you're seeing.
All right, Marie, thank you for the call. Anybody else has a tree-related question? Yeah. About a segment and a half left to go. 866-391-1020. You know, one of the other things that we don't take into consideration enough, what damage can really happen from a rotting old tree that is dying but still upright. You know, we hear about lightning strikes all the time, and everybody that knows weather knows that we've had some really strange weather, even tornadoes that we've experienced here in western Pennsylvania that were maybe once every 20 years. Now we have multiple, some actually happening on the same day. So the weather is definitely changing, but you get an old tree struck by lightning, it becomes a torch, and that torch with a windy day can actually ignite your house. So we don't talk enough about how this burning ember can turn into a full-fledged fire if one of these old or dying trees or dead trees gets struck by lightning and is close to your roof, your house, any type of structure. It can be very deadly, can it not?
Yes, we've had several instances like that where we come out and we see the tree that was struck by lightning and the, you know, might have got close to the house and it caused the service line that goes into your house to kind of spark and ignite and catch your house on fire. I've seen a lot of that happen. And the lightning, it's violent. It enters the tree and then it exits. So when it hits the top of the tree, that bolt of lightning and the energy travels down the trunk and then has to exit. And it's just like an explosion. I've seen bark lodged in houses because of how violent that is. And then that's what you're left with. You're left with now a tree that's standing on your property that's now compromised in a deteriorated condition. And you really have to be the one to address it, because if it didn't cause damage to your homeowner's insurance isn't going to pay to remove that tree because it didn't damage anything that they insure yet. So you're saying, well, shouldn't they pay for it? And the answer is no. That's something that you're going to have to put the bill for and have us come out and remove that tree, because then after it stays in that condition and rots out and then dies, if it falls and hits your home, then they won't cover that claim. So it's a lot going on. It's very involved, and we've been through it a lot. And you're right. The storms we've had the last 5 or 6 years are just violent, one after another. We get these microbursts and these lightning storms, and it's just every season we're out there dealing with it. And we're very good at it and walking you through the process. If there is an insurance claim, we'll deal directly with your insurance company, because that's what we do. We come in and we go to bat for our customers and help get that issue solved.
All right, I am at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8773. If you have a tree-related question, call us 866-391-1020. Okay, let's talk about spring cleanup. Dead twigs and branches, dead leaves, old mulch. Tree trunks should be free of mulch and debris. So talk about that little list as far as spring cleanup and why it's so important. Go ahead.
Yes, Troy's out right now doing, and he has been the last couple of weeks, doing what's called root collar excavation. We get a lot of the dirt and the soil around these trees get really compacted over time. You might notice in your yard it's called hard pan or clay, really hard surface in your yard, and it's hard for the water to penetrate that to get down to the root system. So what we do, we come out with this big air spade hooked up to a compressor, and it blows high pressure air around that root system and gets all that hard packed soil off of the root system. And now you can start over with a better soil base and a new mulch base where it's beneficial to the tree and it could get that rainwater to support it. So that's a popular application that we're doing this time of year.
Okay, we've been talking a lot about oak tree pruning, and that's kind of come and gone because you got until about St. Patrick's Day. Still possible, maybe, but what about early tree pruning in general when it comes to spring projects? Can you do some of that, Carlos?
And yeah, and that's case by case. It, you know, I'm seeing like the magnolia tree starting to bloom and the crab apples. And once your tree's starting to flower, unless it's like 100% necessary that you need that branch cut back from the roof or over the driveway or over the pool, we like to kind of wait a while, let it, you know, start its blooming and flowering process and not interfere with that. But there are some trees that we can trim year round. So we like to come out and look at it case by case and, you know, figure out what kind of species of tree you have, what condition it's in, where it's at in its growth season. And then we could kind of recommend what you can or cannot do this time of year or shouldn't do.
All right. So let's talk about returning nutrients through mulch and compost. You know, this is the time of year that they need some help, all of the trees and plants, and replenishing those nutrients. A fresh layer of manure, compost, or mulch, or maybe all three, that definitely help?
Yes, a lot of times people just yearly just put a new layer of mulch over it and leave that one underneath it, and that's where you get that starting to hard compaction process going on. And, you know, when it's raining, the water can't seep through those three or four or five layers of old mulch that you have. So it's good to, you know, get that away from the tree periodically and start over with a nice new base. And we can help you out with that too. That kind of falls into the category of the root collar excavation, and it prolongs the health of the tree significantly. So if you have that big oak tree on your property and you just love it and it provides shade or privacy, that's a great application to call in, have Troy come out, give an assessment, get you some pricing on it. And it's pretty minimal on, you know, the aspect of the maintenance you should expect from having a large tree on your property, because there is cost and maintenance associated with keeping these trees healthy. And that's our specialty. So if you give us a call, we could come out and take a look at it.
All right. So you're saying, you know, case by case basis. And I think that's appropriate to talk about why case by case, because you got to watch. If you prune too early, you can actually open up a Pandora's box. You can get some sort of disease or infestation. Why pruning too early? Why can that actually be a hazard when it comes to infection and infestation with your trees? Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, that's a good point. There's so many things out there that Mother Nature has kind of working against you sometimes on these trees, and we're very knowledgeable of those factors and why not to trim an oak tree this time of year, and there's not enough moisture in the air, or there's certain beetles that are attracted to the oak trees that are trimmed improperly. There's just so many factors with every species of tree, and that's where we come in and let you know, hey, you missed that window. You're going to have to wait till late fall to kind of address it, and we can get you on the schedule, because we'll start booking trees for late fall for oak prunes throughout the summer, so you get on our schedule, because we will fill up in that limited window that we have to properly prune and trim these trees on your property.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We have time for a couple of more calls. It was a kind of busy first part of the show, but now we got a little bit of a lull. So if you want to get through and not get a busy signal, you have a tree-related question, as we're leaping into spring full force with Greater Pitt Tree Service, call us at 866-391-1020. And you can reach them. You can even call today for this Sunday morning, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8773. He is Carlos McClintock. This is Greater Pitt Tree Service. Pittsburgh Works with your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733, and they're already getting calls, so you can continue to call throughout the day. Even though it's Sunday, they are taking calls. Get your information in there. They'll get back to you, and you can get up and running with all those spring projects. Hey, also, people have the need to feel as though they want to really overwater, and even though Mother Nature is going to be giving us a splash or two this week, one of the things you got to be careful of, especially if you put down fresh mulch, no volcano mulch, just regular bedding of mulch. You don't want to overwater this time of year, even though you may think coming out of dormancy, these trees want water, Carlos.
It's definitely a fine line, and the volcano mulching really benefits nobody but that landscaper getting paid to do that. It's not good for the tree. It's a fine line on how much, you know, what type of layer and how much you want around these trees, because a lot of times the mulch is put down to protect the root system from excessive, you know, heat from these upcoming hot months in July. So the mulch is beneficial to that, to kind of keep a cool area around those roots. But it's a fine line on how much you want to put down where the rainwater can't seep through it. So, you know, a lot of people just think it's decorative and I'm going to put this huge layer of mulch around my tree because it looks nice. But there's a lot of practical uses why the mulch goes around trees. And you know, if you have a landscape bed and it's flowers and shrubbery, they don't need as much water. So it's a different layer of mulch around those things on your property as opposed to a mature oak tree in the center of your yard. And that's where we come in. We can instruct you and help you through that process and give you some advice on how to do it.
Listen, I do a lot of different things at the station. I wear a lot of hats, but I don't want anybody to be confused that I'm an arborist or I'm that smart. These two have really educated me. And I also go to greaterpitttreeservice.com to find out more and all the information that you need. But that Plan Healthcare really puts the ball in their court. And as long as they're showing up, you know you're going to be getting the job done. So talk about Plan Healthcare. And again, 412-884-TREE. 412-884-8733, and how Troy can keep them informed. Tell me about that, Carlos.
There's so many options with that. We can get you on a yearly program where we come out during certain months of the year because there are certain applications that we do throughout the year based on what you have on your property. So you can sign up, put your trust in us. You know, we bill as we come out, and it's pretty minimal as far as the maintenance you should be paying or expect to be paying to keep these items on your property healthy, because you planted them or the previous plant or homeowner planted them for a reason, and maybe it was for shade or aesthetic value. And so we could come out and walk you through the process on how to keep these things on your property healthy. Sometimes it might just be a one-time application for a tree that has an issue going on, and Troy can address that and come out and get that done for you, and then you move on. So it's again, case by case, and it starts with the phone call, getting us out there, diagnose your property, steer you in the right direction, and get you signed up for the Plan Healthcare.
So make sure you do get signed up for that. Why do you need to use sterile tools? What's that all about? Tell me about that.
Yeah, sometimes when we're trimming multiple trees on your property, we don't want to transfer something that one tree might have to another tree, and oak trees are a good example of that. So we try to, in between, you know, trimming different species on your property, if necessary, we'll take the time to spray our saws down and not transfer something, especially the oak trees. They're so finicky. I've always said you can look at an oak tree wrong and kill it, whereas other trees, like a maple tree, you could put a stick of dynamite in it and it won't hurt it. So it's kind of the spectrum of, you know, how resilient certain trees are on your property. And again, that's what we're aware of. That's what we know. We're educated. We've been doing it a long time. So we're the professionals you need to come out to your property.
All right. So let me put the ball in your court now. What are some of the things that you believe are a must when it comes to spring projects that maybe we haven't hit on? I think we've covered a lot of ground, but I'm sure there's a couple of more things people need to be aware of. Go ahead, Carlos.
I think definitely this time of year, with the upcoming storms that we know we're going to get because we have been getting them, it's been a violent weather pattern over the last years that we've had here. So it's a good idea that the wind can pass through or over your tree. So we can do a thin out or a minor crown reduction, or we can tell you, like, hey, this tree's been beat up in the past storms. You've had a couple broken branches. You've got lucky it hasn't hit the home, but that becomes a pattern in a certain tree, because it might have an issue going on where these winds are beating up the tree and breaking large limbs, and now you're getting to the point where you might have total failure of the tree, or that next limb that's over your house is coming down in the next storm. So that's what comes to my mind, you know, this time of year with the storms upcoming, how we can get ahead of that. We can come out and, you know, make sure that your home, which is your main investment, that's always going to be most people's biggest investment in their life is their home. And we want to protect that. And we know how to do it. We have the equipment, the training, the crew, the knowledge to come out there and do that for you.
All right, let's head out to Freeport. One more call. Busy day today with Carlos, as it always is on the phone lines. Jesse in Freeport, you're on the Greater Pitt Tree Service Pittsburgh Works Programming with Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack, and Carlos McClintock. Go ahead. Good morning.
Yes. My sister lives in Greenville, PA, in Mercer. She's got a serious issue with her trees. I just wanted to know if you would travel that far.
That's a little out of our coverage area, unfortunately. We like to kind of stick around maybe like 40 miles from downtown Pittsburgh in any direction. I wouldn't be opposed to it on a one-time deal, but most times that's out of our coverage area, and you can maybe research a good company up in that area. You want to make sure you get somebody that's an ISA-certified arborist to come out there and look at her trees and steer her in the right direction.
All right, Jess, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it. Again, your sister should do exactly what Carlos said. And if you need any more help, anybody out there, remember 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But now really is the time. If nothing more, people should be calling today, first of the week, to at least set up an appointment, because it's going to get really busy. And if you call now, you'll have a chance to get that appointment sooner than later. Right, Carlos?
Yes, I remember not too long ago on the air with you, we were telling people our schedule's open, give us a call now, we're giving winter discounts. You know, that's all over with. We're getting up and running. We're about 2 weeks out now with scheduling your work after you approve it. So when you call, we can usually get to your estimate the same day or within a few days to get the salesman or myself out there, get you the pricing, and then from there, you know, we can be a few weeks out with scheduling. So if you're trying to time it, you got that fence guy lined up or that roofer lined up. Sooner you call, the sooner we get out there to perform the work. And that's what we're equipped for. We have an office manager that fields all the calls, gets right back to you, schedules the appointment with that salesman, gets you on. You know, we take a deposit once we sell the job, but that buys you a day on our calendar. We're not a contractor where you're saying, hey, it's July, you guys still coming, it's August, did you forget about me? Your 20% deposit buys you a date on our calendar where we are coming to your property to do the work.
All right, Carlos, can't thank you enough. We'll see you next time. And in the meantime, best to your father. Hope he's up and running and back home here in Pennsylvania real soon, okay?
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
There he goes, Carlos McClintock, one of the hardest working people you'll ever meet, and they will get the job done right. Let me give you the information that you need, and you can call today. Call right now. Call early. Call often. Call first of the week. Don't put it off. Get in and on their schedule so they can get out and take care of all of your issues. And also check to see if you have any issues with that plan health care throughout the year. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733, 412-884-8733. Now, Accurate Solutions next hour. I got to do a few finishing touches on a very busy Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show. Pirates opening series against Miami. We're going to be talking about that. Two teams again today in Florida at 140. That'll be on 93.7 The Fan. Going to talk some Penguins news, and Sidney Crosby just continues to amaze. And we're also going to be talking about that college championship basketball season that is underway. A lot of big games today. And Andy Toole, whose team was just a big part of it recently, will be joining us this week and next week to preview and to look back and to talk everything that is college hoops. He'll be joining us after the noon hour. So stay where you're at. Lots more still to come today with your Pratt Pack right here on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.